Hallelujah. Before I get into this, let me set some guidelines before I get into this word, because I'm praying that the Lord put this on my heart, and that it's about revelation. It's about revelation. It's not about condemnation. Okay? As I'm preaching this word today, I want you to understand I'm not questioning anybody's salvation. Amen? So don't let the adversary just pick on you and beat up on you as the word goes forth, you know. As a spiritual watchman, I'm the watch for souls, and I'm speaking spiritual things. Amen? You know, it was kind of funny yesterday. It was kind of interesting. As I'm speaking this, I was in town yesterday. At three different times yesterday, I went through radar in Harrisonburg, and all three times when I looked at my speedometer, I was speeding. And every time I was speeding over the amount that you know, they give you like 5 miles an hour, but when you get to the 7 to 10 to over, you do a ticket. And I didn't get pulled over any of the three times because of grace and mercy, and because of God's mercy and grace. Even though I had broke the rules, I didn't get pulled over. But if they looked at my tag number and said I was a murderer, or they were looking for me, or if I was a bank robber, oh, that police officer would have been right on my hind end, okay? So when I'm speaking this today, I'm not speaking to pet peeve sins. Amen? What I'm talking about today is habitual sins, premeditated sin, okay? So as we're going there, just understand that God's going to minister to every heart and every life in the room. You with me? You know, we live in a sinful world, amen, and people don't want to talk about it, but it's in the Bible a lot. And we live in a sinful world, and we're all around sin, but we can overcome sin by the power of God, amen? Amen. The problem is everybody, and the people in this world, they make light of sin. They think that we're religious fanatics. They think of sin as a mirage or something that man has created. They make jokes about it, okay? They laugh about it. And sometimes even in believers, even though believers know that it's wrong, they don't take notice of the punishment or the judgment that God says. And so what I want to speak to you this morning about is having a new revelation of who we are. You know, it's just like in my car, in my automobile. And I'm driving my car, there's a 6-inch brake pedal and an 18-inch steering wheel. Sometimes when we get in church, it's like we're always putting on the brake. Stop this, stop that, stop, 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 stop. We make the brake the 18 inches and the steering wheel the 6 inches. But what God wants to do is the steering wheel is more important. He's not going to talk to you about everything you need to stop. He's going to show us to guide us into the future. Amen. It's just like in that automobile, there's a big windshield that represents your future and a little rearview mirror that represents your past. Amen. So just as that automobile, I'm not here to beat anybody up, to talk to anybody about what's wrong with you. God didn't show me anything about anybody. Amen. So this message isn't directed at any individual. Matter of fact, he says, hey, don't look at the mote in your brother's eye. Pull the plank out of your own. So I'm not going to sit here and pick at what's going on. But what God called me to do is to share the word of God. And so that's what we're going to do today, and we're going to see what we can glean out of what God has to say to us today. And you know what? From the very creation of time, God knew exactly who would be here. Amen? He knew that you would be here today. So somewhere along the line, I believe he's going to speak to everybody in the room. Amen. Amen. I thank God for his grace and mercy yesterday. Amen. Because if I was guilty of 3 speeding tickets, but by God's grace and mercy and because of the blood of Jesus, amen. And my wife said, look at me, and she said, where is she? Oh, she's probably in class. Yeah. What, there you are. And what did you say to me, honey? What did you learn? Right? Amen. Is that what you said? Amen. She said if she was driving, then we would have been going the speed limit. Amen. Praise God. Are you ready? Everybody's in John chapter 3. Now we find in John chapter 3, we find this story of Nicodemus. Now Nicodemus is a religious man, but he isn't a righteous man. You know, many are religious, but they're not really righteous. Nicodemus came to Jesus at night. Nicodemus had saw everything that Jesus was doing and the miracles that he was performing and said, this man must be from God. So he came to hear, and Jesus said to him in verse number 3, I'll start there. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. First, look at that. Look in, just for understanding, he said, unless a man be born again, he cannot see. He cannot see. When I was looking at that, the Lord took me to where Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2:14 that the natural man doesn't understand the things of God. They are foolishness to him because they're spiritually discerned. So he's saying right off of the get-go that unless you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Then Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, there's many teachings on born of the water, baptism, they're born of the water. But I want you to understand that everyone in the room was naturally born of water. Everybody in the room, when you were in your mother's womb, you were in a sack of water. You were born in the flesh, you were born of water, and he says, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. If something has not been born, it can't enter the kingdom of God. It has to be born. So he's born in the flesh and he's born in the Spirit. When I was looking at that, the Lord said this to me, he showed me this. Jesus, when Jesus was born, he was born of the flesh through Mary's virgin womb, and he was born of the Spirit. Amen? So Jesus was born of the flesh, he was born of the Spirit, and Jesus was without sin, showing that he was born in the natural and born in the supernatural, that he could do this with the help of God. Then Jesus did the same thing for you and I. When he died on the cross of Calvary, he put the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us, so that Spirit helps us overcome the works of darkness. And what God wants you to understand is he that is born of the flesh is flesh, and he that is born of the Spirit is spirit. In other words, he said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. New creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And what he was saying to me is you and I, as children of God, need to get a revelation is that we're new men and women in Christ Jesus, that we're spiritual, even though we live in the natural, that we're spiritual, and we can go overcome the natural by the spiritual. Amen? We're going to go here, and I'm going to teach you this in a minute, okay? Are you with me?
Amen.
So he says, and then Nicodemus, then he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He said, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hearest the sound thereof, but you can't not tell whence it cometh and whither it goes. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit. You know, I think what the Lord is speaking to my heart about, and I want you to get a hold of this and of this today. When I go out and run in the morning, and I come back from running, my clothes are full. Oops. Don't use your hands so much. My clothes are full of sweat. And I don't go into my room and take my clean clothes and put them over the old wet clothes. Because if I put them over my old wet clothes, the old wet clothes will seep through the clean clothes. Christ wants you and I, God wants you and I to understand that you are a new creation. As a child of God, you are a creation. You've got to recognize who you are in Christ Jesus. So when the enemy comes, you have to remind yourself, that's the old man, that's not the new man. I'm not that old man anymore. That doesn't mean I'm not still living in this body, but I'm living in the spirit, not in the flesh. Amen? So we're going to teach you that in a minute. But I want to focus your attention to verse number 6 that says, he that is born of the flesh is flesh, and he that is born of the spirit is spirit. Amen? Are you with me? Are you ready? Here's the question. Old or new, our choice. Old or new, our choice. Sinner or saint? Sinner or saint? Now, wait a minute. Well, Pastor, everyone sins. Sure has. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He doesn't say for all are sinning and coming short of the glory of God. Have is past tense. It's not present. And in other words, so many people say, well, I'm just a wretched sinner. No, you're not. You're the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen? You're not that old man. You're a new man. You've been born again. He didn't say he reformed you, that you were reborn, not reformed. You're reborn by regeneration by the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen? In other words, God didn't tell you to turn over a new leaf. He told you to turn over a new life. Hallelujah. It's not about just turning a page. It's about saying the old man is dead and I'm a new child of God. And when I remind myself of that, I'm not that person anymore. Amen? And I've got to have that here. Because what's happened is, in the world today, in the body of Christ, everybody's trying to put the new man over top of the old man. But when something passes away, it's dead. It's dead. And we have to get this revelation of understanding in our hearts so that we can walk in the victory that Christ has purchased for you and I. Amen? So we're going to look at the sinner's nature, the sinner's sentence, and the sinner's service. And we all know that sin's bad. Amen? And we're going to look at the saint's nature and the saint's righteousness and the saint's divinity. Are you with me? Amen. All right? Amen? I don't want to go somewhere here. When the Apostle Paul said in Romans 12:1, he said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord, which is your good and reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. So in other words, we need to renew the way that we think. You know, when we say, oh, that's just my old nature, what we're doing is we're justifying the old man. And Christ wants you to understand that that old man died. You're a new creation. Amen? That you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. And we've got to get this in our heart and mind, or we'll constantly be defeated by the adversary. We'll constantly give in to temptation. We'll constantly do the same old thing that we did before. We'll just try to put on a cloak of righteousness and try to wear the robe of righteousness of Jesus Christ. Now, let me tell you something. I'm not saying that we do not sin. There are sins that aren't unto death. Amen. There's sins that we just mess up, but we're not blatantly, purposely sinning. How many make mistakes in the room? Yesterday, when I was driving my car, I made mistakes three times, probably more than three, but I was caught three times. Amen. I was in the wrong. And you know what that means? According to God's word, I sinned against God too. He says, render unto Caesar's what is Caesar's and render unto God's what is God's. And I break man's law, I break God's law. So as I was speeding, so I'm not walking around saying, hey, I'm this holy, justified guy. Look at me, I'm holier than you. What I'm saying is, hey, I make mistakes too. Hey, I'm in this flesh too. But we're going to learn something together today. So can we lift the word and make a declaration in the house today? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote it to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, for I'm listening. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word and so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to the house to do. Father, I just pray right now, Father God, that Carl doesn't speak, but that you speak through Carl, Father God. Get me out of your way. Father God, speak to this vessel today. May the words that come forth bring life to the hearers, Father God. May they be edified. May they be exhorted. May they be comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, all glory, honor, and praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. 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 So our old, the sinner's nature. You know that the psalmist says in Psalms 51, verse number 5, it says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Amen? So let's recognize that everyone is born a sinner. Amen? So we know that when Paul said in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that we're born from sin. We're born in the midst of sin. Matter of fact, Jesus would say in Matthew 7, we're talking about the sinful nature. He said in verse 17, even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. In other words, when we were born of a corruptible seed. And when the Spirit of God came into our life, it was an incorruptible seed. We have the seed of God inside of you and I. Amen. Your body and my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and God himself is dwelling inside of you and I. And if God himself is dwelling in you and I, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Amen. Amen. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to be tempted. That doesn't mean I'm not going to be tried. That means that when I'm tempted and tried, I don't give in to the temptation because I recognize who I am and who's in me. In other words, I have to have revelation to say, no, that's that old man. I don't do that anymore. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. I'm a new man. I'm brand new. I'm going in a totally different direction. I'm not doing the things I used to do. Amen? Amen? Something's got to change up here. This has to align with here. We got it. That's that journey between our heart or our soul and our mind. You know, we got to get them in connection with one another. Amen? Amen. Amen. You know, when I'm seeing things and I'm looking things and those temptations come to everybody. You know, everybody in the room is tempted. Amen. But the Word of God says in James chapter 1, verse number 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And when lust was conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. In other words, the one that's in you is greater than he that's in this world. He's going to show you that, hey, there is sin. See, in Revelation it said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Amen. In other words, we recognize and have revelation of who we are in Christ Jesus. Now, the Apostle Paul, writing to the church under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit was revealing to the Apostle Paul what was taking place in the body of Christ, what was taking place in the church of Corinth. And he said, and this is what he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. The sin I'm talking about today is blatant sin, premeditated sin. He says in 1 Corinthians 6, 9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate or homosexuals, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now look at the next verse. And such were some of you, but, and such were, past tense. Get it in your mind, past tense. I'm not that person anymore. Some of you were, past tense, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Amen. And in other words, he listed 10 there. He listed 10. He was listing sins that are going to bring people death, because the wages, the sentence for sin is death. You know, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, or to be separated from God, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, and Romans 6. But let's go back there. Go to Romans 6. Everybody open your Bible to Romans 6 for a moment. And when you get there, just say amen. So we're all on the same page. God's word, not my word. Romans 6. It's page 979 in my Bible. Hallelujah. Everybody there, you say amen. Amen. Look at verse 20. For when ye were, what's that mean, were? It's past tense. Servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit have ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness in the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Paul said this, should I continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Amen. In other words, you and I, God is saying to you and I, as children of God, that we need to have revelation and understanding who we are. We used to be servants of sin, but now we're servants of righteousness. We used to serve the master of sin, which is the devil, but now we serve our master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I've got a new master. Amen? Turn with me in your Bible to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. I'll wait. So we're all on the same page. It's page 1061 in my Bible. Amen. What does Jesus say? I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abides in me. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. Okay. We're talking about abiding. We're talking about living. We're talking about walking. We're talking about walking in the newness of life. Amen. We're talking about, wait a minute. I want to say this. Sinner or saint. There ain't no saintly sinner, and there ain't no sinning saints. Hello? In other words, he's saying you're one of the. I'm talking about habitual sin. I'm talking about understanding that there's a line in the sand. He is saying to you and I, who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve the God of this world or are you going to serve me? Amen? Look with me what he says in 1 John 3, verse 6. He said, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth have not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. And he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. It's not my word. It's God's word. In other words, again, listen. He is speaking to habitual, premeditated sin. You continue to do things that you know are wrong, and you're thinking God's winking at it. He isn't winking at it. Do you know that God's word declares that sin is an abomination to him? Amen? Look, get this out. Get this. Just like that grace and that mercy when I was driving yesterday and didn't get the ticket. God loves the sinner. He hates the sin. Amen? In other words, if I sit there and say to you what you're doing if you're in sin, and I say to you, it's okay, go ahead, you're covered with righteousness, you just continue to sin, I become a partaker of your sin. In other words, I'm a spiritual watchman, so I have to blow the horn. I have to tell the truth. What you do with it is between you and God. I'm not here to judge anybody. Amen? But I know that one day we're going to hear the old Flip Wilson says, here comes the judge, here comes the judge. Hello? Yeah, it's kind of corny, but I'm a corny at times, right? In other words, we want everyone through God's word to understand that his grace abounds towards everyone. His grace is abounding. Amen? But none of us is promised tomorrow. And the Bible says when that trumpet sounds, he's going to come in a twinkle of an eye. Blink your eye one time. Blink your eye one time. Now, blink your eye and try to ask the Lord to forgive you for everything you're doing wrong at the same time. If he's going to come in a twinkle of an eye, and we believe he can come in any day, we ought to be ready every day for the coming of the Lord. We shouldn't be putting off to tomorrow what we should be doing today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day. Well, I'm going to get that right next week. I'm going to do that right next month. I'm going to get that right next year. Then next week comes and it's the same thing. Then next month comes and it's the same thing. Then next year comes and it's the same thing. And what God is just saying to us, hey, he's going to come in a twinkle of an eye. Amen. And the things that we know that are wrong in our life, he wants us to repent and turn from it. Not my word, his word. And we talked about, you know, people don't want to hear about repentance, but it was preached in the old and the new. The Old Testament prophets, they preached to repent. The New Testament repents. What, John the Baptist came and preached repentance. Jesus came and preached repentance. When Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and he said, repent, be baptized, every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for remission of sins, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What does repent means? To turn. In other words, we got to turn. We can't continue to do the same thing and try to cover it up. Then in the cover up, the Lord looks from the inside out. He's not looking on your outside in. Amen. He searches our heart. He searches our life. David had a sin in his life, and the Bible says he was a man after his own heart, because when the Holy Spirit convicted him, when God convicted him, he turned from it. Amen. So, turn with me to, let's look at a saint's nature. We have talked enough about sin. Do you hear what he's, amen? 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 Do you hear what he's saying? Amen. He's saying, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. Amen. We're not that old nature anymore. We got the new nature. We got the nature of God. We got the Spirit of God. I'm a new creation. When I was in the baptismal tank and I went down into the water of the baptism, it was like being buried in the grave. The Bible says in Colossians 2, there was a circumcision, a spiritual circumcision. There was a cutting away of my flesh that took place. And when I came up out of the water, I came up as a new creation in Christ Jesus. The water didn't save me. Jesus saved me. But this was an outward expression of what took place on the inside. Amen. And God just wants to remind us who we are. So when these things come to us and the adversary tries to tempt us and tries to get us to follow his deceiving ways, we remember who we are, that we're not that person anymore. That we're a new creation. Hallelujah. I'm a new creation. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. All things are gone. I'm looking for all new things. Hallelujah. You know, and that's where the Word of God says, not reformed. I want you to understand something. There was a period of reformation. The reformation was things that man did. But reborn by regeneration. Regeneration is what the Holy Ghost does. Amen. Jesus, God's word says in 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. God's word is truth. Amen. If you know, the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make you free. We have the truth in God's word. Amen. I believe what the Lord just is saying, and so we get an understanding, is our righteousness in Jesus Christ doesn't give us a license to sin. In other words, if I got pulled over by that police officer, and that police officer came up and knocked on my window, and asked for my driver's license and my registration, and said, well, sir, you don't understand. I'm a child of God. That sin's been covered by the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Would he say, oh, excuse me, I didn't, or what would he say, all right? In other words, my righteousness I have in Christ doesn't give me a license to do wrong. Amen. You know, what is wrong is wrong, and what is right is right. Amen. So let's turn back to 1 John chapter 3, verse number 9. This is a pretty strong statement. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, that the children and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Then he goes to another step. Not only am I supposed to live my life according to the word of God, but if I got the Spirit of God in me, and I don't like someone that's in the room, and I do not love someone that's in the room, God says you don't love me either. He says, how can you say that you love the one you can't see if you don't love the one you can? Amen? So he takes us to another level. He's challenging you and I. We're not the old man. Guess what? The old man would have looked at you because of your actions and what you do. You would have to do things to please me, to win me, for me to be your friend. But the new man is a man that walks in agape love. If we got the Spirit of God, we have the Spirit of love. Your Spirit of love loves you no matter what you do. No matter what you do, I still love you. Amen? Because I'm born of God. I'm not born of this world. I'm born of God. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to do it because send them justifying actions. And justify actions is worthless. Actually, we should render good. We should bless him that persecute us and despitefully use us for his name's sake, for great is our reward. Amen? Bless those that curse you. Amen? I must have been riding down the road the other day, and I was coming down the road, I was getting ready to pull in here, and evidently when I was looking at my phone, I must not have been paying attention. And this vehicle came in beside me, and he politely flipped me the bird. Yeah. Hallelujah. I just flipped through the peace signal. No, I didn't flip him anything. You know, my first intentions were, I'm going to catch up with him and say something, you know. He'd probably whip me or something. But then it said, well, evidently I must have done something to aggravate that guy, and I'm not going to act like he acted. Amen. And the key is that I think that all of us can learn as the body of Christ is not to speak so quickly. Slow down. Because normally when somebody have a reaction, we speak words that we try to take back, but you can't take them back after they come out of your mouth. They already did the damage. So if we would take just a couple moments and allow the Spirit of God to minister, the words that come out of our mouth would be different. Our words that came out of our mouth would be seasoned with love and be seasoned with grace. They would bring edification, encouragement, comfort to the hearer. Amen? Amen? That's why James said this tiny member, man, it gets you in a lot of trouble. It's the smallest member in your Bible, and it causes the most trouble. You know? And I think that one of the biggest lies, even as a child, that old statement that said, sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you. Names hurt deeper than sticks and stones do. Amen? So as the children of God, we are saints. We are saints. God looks at us and we're his heritage. We're in Christ Jesus. We're putting away the old man. We're living in the new. Matter of fact, in 1 John 3:24, he says, and he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he has given to us. Amen. That he has given us the Spirit. So if we have the Spirit of God in us, the Spirit of all wisdom, the Spirit that created the entire universe is within you. and in me. Don't you think it would be a good idea for us to take a couple of moments to listen to the Spirit before we react? Wouldn't that really change the whole surroundings around us? Wouldn't it change our marriages? Wouldn't it change our families? Wouldn't it change everything around us if we would just take that moment to be sensitive to who's in you and remember who you are? You see, you can't be one person here and another person there because it confuses your children. And there's enough confusion in the world. God isn't the author of confusion. God does things, he does them decently, and he does them in order. So God establishes things. So he said, he that is born of the flesh is flesh, and he that is born of the Spirit is spirit. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 again, where we just talked about, therefore, if any man be in Christ, and verse 17, 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Verse number 18. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. You know that song? He became sin.
Who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. Name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. He's a rescue for sinners. He's a ransom from heaven. Jesus Messiah, the Lord of all.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's it. That's just preached by itself. He became sin that knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. Amen. So we have the saint's nature. We have the saint's righteousness. And we also have the saint's divinity. Turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 3. The word of God says, according as his divine power have given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that have called us into glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That we have escaped. You know, the old man or the new man. The old nature, the new nature. Sinner or saint. Amen? It's our choice. Amen? Hallelujah. So in closing, what is God saying to us through the preaching and teaching of the word today? That is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The sinner's nature, the sinner's sins, and the sinner's service. We find that the saint's nature, the saint's righteousness, and the saint's divinity. God wants you to understand through Jesus Christ, you become the righteousness of God. You know, we're to put away the old things. Behold, everything has become new. God has set before us life and death, blessings and cursing. Choose life that you may live. That's all God is saying to you and I in closing today, is simply let the Holy Spirit challenge you and convict your heart. Not me. I'm not preaching this to put a guilt trip on you. I'm here to tell you the truth of God's word, that you can take it, and if it needs to be applied in your heart and life, let it go to work. You know, some things in life that you've been holding on to, that you feel that you can't give up. You've said it absolutely right, because you can't. But I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. I can do all things, not some things, not that thing, but I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. In other words, I'm not trusting in me. Me messed up a bunch. I'm trusting in the Spirit of God that's in me. God is saying, stop trusting in you and trust in the Spirit that He's given you. Amen. Then we can be more than conquerors. Then we can be victors in Jesus Christ. Then we can run the race. We can finish the course. We can keep the faith. We can get our crown of rejoicing. Hallelujah. Amen. Why God's saying this to you today? Because the season of mercy and grace is still pouring out to everyone in the room, including me. In other words, let's receive what God has given to you and I. Amen. He says today, He says, my word will never return unto me void. It'll accomplish what I sent it to do. And the word spoke to everyone in the room. Someplace, somewhere, God spoke to everyone in the room. And in that area which God spoke to you, it's up to you what you do with it. Amen? Can we just all stand as we close today? Who will say with me, hey, Pastor, I need to walk in this new revelation, or this revelation of who I am in Christ Jesus? So that's you, just slip up your hand. Can we just keep our hands extended to heaven? Father, you see everyone that's gathered here today. Lord, I thank you that you called each and every one of them, that you anointed them, Lord Jesus, that you set them apart for a time such as now. So, Father God, as we meditate upon what you spoke to us about today, Father God, like my daddy said, it's like eating chicken, Father God. We'll swallow the meat and we'll throw away the bones. So, Father God, in the area in which you spoke to each individual's life, Father God, may we be submissive to you, Father God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So, Father, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. I thank you for the glory that's going to shine in our hearts and in this place. So, Lord, I pray that as you minister to every heart and every life in the room, that we'll never be the same again, Father God. Lord Jesus, as the adversary comes in, your word declares as the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord, I lift a standard against them. A standard's being raised in this body in Jesus' name. We're more than conquerors. We can do all things through you, Lord Jesus. So may we walk in confidence, knowing who we are in you. Old things have passed away. They are dead. Behold, all things become new in Jesus' name. Now, Father, may your faith